感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
感谢弟兄姐妹。
And thank you, brothers and sisters.
如果没有主的恩典
，If we don't have the grace of God，
我们不会坐在这里。
It's impossible that we can all sit here together.
我们不会有这次营会的机会来经历他的恩典。
And even have this opportunity in this campsite to experience His grace.
但是如果没有你们
，But also without you，
那我们这个营会也搞不定。
And also we cannot have this camp.
所以我们感谢主，也感谢每一位弟兄姐妹。
And so we thank the Lord. We'd also thank every brother and sisters.
我们可以同奔天路。
That we can all run the heavenly way.
这是何等大的福气。
It's such a great blessing for us.
那我们这边收到了一些问题。
And we have received a few questions here.
我先要简单的说明一下。
I'm going to just simply give an explanation.
每一个问题都是好问题。
And every question is good.
但是不是每一个答案都是好答案。
But not every answer is a good answer.
如果我尽我的能力把我所知道的跟你分享
I use what I know and what I can to share with you.
对你有帮助
If it helps you,
你就感谢神
And then you thank God.
如果对你没啥帮助
And if it doesn't help you,
你也要感谢神
You also need to thank God.
因为你在这里，在从我这里得不到帮助。
You may not receive help from me.
你可以在主的面前继续的祷告。
Then you can go before the Lord and continue in prayer.
求主带你遇见一个可以帮助你的人。
And may the Lord lead you to find someone that can help you.
主很清楚的应许我。
And God has given us a very clear promise.
寻找的就必寻见。
Those that seek shall find.
叩门的就给他开门。
Those that knock, the door shall be opened.
所以不要太失望。
And so please don't be disappointed.
第一个问题，请问关于地上的知识，我们保持什么样的态度？
The first question is that, as according to the earthly knowledge, what kind of attitude should we have?
摩西在埃及学了当时最先进的教育。
Moses have learned the most advanced knowledge of Egypt.
而当他热心的时候，也是他自信心最高的时候。
And when he was zealous for the law, he was very self-confident.
反而到了米甸牧羊，这其中有什么是值得我们借鉴和学习的呢？
But then when he went to shepherd the sheep in Midian desert, is anything that we can learn from him?
这一个问题背后包括了好多很重要的概念。
This question, behind this question, there are also many important concepts.
我们把知识 knowledge,
when we talk about knowledge,
我们把它分作两个类别。
And we divide them into two categories.
一个叫做地上的知识。
And one category is the earthly knowledge.
一个叫做属灵的知识
，and one is called spiritual knowledge。
我们觉得地上的知识跟属灵的知识两码事。
And because we think that earthly knowledge is different to the spiritual knowledge。
那我希望弟兄姊妹你明白。
But I hope that brother and sister you can understand this。
从创世纪开始
，beginning from Genesis，
神就托付了人类要治理这地。
And God's already commissioned man to govern this earth.
治理这地需要一切的知识。
And to govern this earth, it requires all knowledge.
而这些知识不只是包括了我们讲的物理啊，什么电学啊，什么力学啊，化学啊，所有的这些东西都需要才能够治理。
And all this earthly knowledge includes physics, chemistry, biology, and mathematics, everything. We all need that.
请记住，没有一样知识不是从神而来。
There's no knowledge that is not coming from God.
没有属人自己的知识。
For there is no knowledge that's coming from man himself, source from.
人在科学上所有所谓的发明，其实是发现。
And all the scientists, what they have done, if discovered, they did not, they did not create.
是神所创造的规律。
And God had created all the laws.
神不只是创造了自然律。
And God not only created the laws of nature.
神不只是创造了道德律。
And God not only created the laws of moral laws.
神也创造了社会律。
But also created laws for society.
所有这一切的规则。
And all these laws and principles.
都是从神而来。
Its source is from God.
所以求神怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
不要以为这是属天的知识。
And so we do not think that some knowledge is heavenly.
这是属地的知识。
And some knowledge is earthly.
所有的知识是属神的。
For all the knowledge is sourced from God.
我们活在地上要做神忠心的管家。
And when we live upon this earth, we need to be a faithful steward.
我们需要知道所谓属灵的知识。
And we need to know that what we think that is spiritual knowledge.
我们同样的需要知道很多属地的知识。
By the same time, we also need a lot of earthly knowledge.
一个人如果对很多属地的事情都一无所知，
If someone has lack of earthly knowledge,
他在神的手中不可能成就神所要使用他所做的事情。
It's impossible for God to use him to accomplish his task.
摩西在埃及学会了当时最先进的教育。
Well, Moses have learned the most advanced knowledge of Egypt.
毫无疑问。
And there's no question about that.
但是千万不要忘记，摩西在学这一切最高等的教育的同时。
But please don't forget that while Moses was receiving all this high education,
他还接受了另外一种的教育。
At the same time, he was receiving another kind of education.
我们不知道神怎么坐在他的里面。
We don't know how God worked within him, his heart.
我们不知道神用了除了他小的时候跟他的妈妈学之外。
We don't know if God used while he was young, being taught by his mother.
他长大以后，他在皇宫里面到底有谁可以接触到他？
And while he grew up in the palace, anyone else able to approach him?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
请记住，我们不知道，圣经没有写，不表示没有。
What the Bible have not written down, it does not mean it didn't happen.
只是我们不晓得。
It's only that we didn't know that it happened.
但是我们知道一件事。
But there's one thing we know.
我们在摩西的身上看见了基督。
In Moses, we see Christ.
他愿意放下。
He was willing to let go.
他愿意做一个和平的制造者。
He was willing to be the creator of peace.
他愿意反对一切的不公和不义。
He wanted to be a peacemaker and to rebel all injustice.
这一些都是属灵生命的表现。
And all this is a manifestation of a spiritual life.
你可以说他热心，信心最高。
You may say when Moses was zealous for God, it's his highest point of faith.
你也可以说他是骄傲自信。
You may say that he's been proud and overconfident.
我不会跟你辩论。
I'm not going to argue with you.
我只问你说他是自信，根据哪里圣经的启示？
When you say that he is overconfident,Where does it, in the Bible, help you understand that?
我说他因着信愿意离开皇宫。
But when I say by faith, he was willing to depart from palace.
不是我说的。
It's not what I said.
是希伯来书的作者说的。
It's the author of the book of Hebrew have said.
至于他到了米甸牧羊那段日子。
And according to the days in the Midian desert shepherding sheep,
在我们看，可能他是什么也没做。
And in our eyes, as if he did nothing.
我们不知道他里面的故事。
Because we do not know his inward story.
在大而可畏的旷野里面。
In that vast, great desert place.
是一个人能够跟神有更好交通的时刻。
And it's the best time for a man to have close relationship, fellowship with God.
能够更多的认识神。
He can know more about God.
他可以在里面有更多经历神的同在。
And even to experience more of God's presence.
他能够更多的认识自己。
And even know more about himself.
这是为什么早期的教父很喜欢到沙漠中去独处。
And that's why in the early church fathers, they all like to go to the desert to study.
现在基督徒属灵生命的肤浅。
And today, the shallowness of Christian spiritual condition.
因为我们很少有自己单独面对神的时间。
Because we lack the opportunity to be alone with God.
我们的灵修也是要上网。
And even our meditation, we need to spend on the internet.
我们一天到晚刷来刷去，不管刷是属世界的还是属灵的东西。
And on the internet, whether we're looking at earthly things or heaven or spiritual things.
我们很少能够自己在神的话里面去面对主。
It's so not easy for yourself to be alone to discover the things from the Word of God.
我们在摩西米甸牧羊的这四十年中间，我们可以学什么呢？
So what can we learn from these 40 years of Moses in the Midian Desert?
我觉得这四十年中间，我自己觉得最值得学习的，就是这一位神，他怎么能够保守摩西的信心四十年不动摇？
And personally, I feel that what we can learn is how this Almighty God able to keep the faith of Moses for these 40 years without wavering.
这是何等的能力？
What kind of power is that?
这是何等的恩典？
And what grace is that?
我再次提醒弟兄姐妹。
I want to remind brothers and sisters once again.
读圣经不要去效法里面的那些人。
When you reading the Bible, don't try to imitate the character in that.
你做不了。
You cannot do it.
神写圣经也不是为那个目的。
And the purpose of God giving us the Bible is not for that purpose.
神写圣经是要让你认识他。
But God giving us the Bible is so that we can know him.
第二个问题
A second question.
你在信息里面提到一个刚生产的妻子被撇在家里头，他的弟兄就出去服侍了。
In one of your messages, you get an example of one brother telling the story that he went to serve the Lord while his wife had just recently given birth.
如果这个弟兄去服侍是主给他真实的负担，而且他的姐妹后来也理解了。
So if it is really God's calling for that brother to go and serve, and later on the wife also understands.
你的问题就没写完，因为你下面说这个例子是否还是个负面的例子。
And the question doesn't seem to end properly because he was asking, is this example a positive example or negative example?
因为你问如果是这样。
Because your question has a if.
但事实上我在现场我知道不是这样。
And because I was there personally, so I know it wasn't like that.
二十年以后这个弟兄的妻子一直都怀恨在心。
Because 20 years later, the wife of that brother are still bitterness in the heart.
他的儿子一直跟他关系非常的糟糕。
And even their son,has a very terrible relationship with the father.
而他自己的服侍
and even,
肉体的热心很大
and even in his own ministry, there's so much is from the power of the flesh.
生命的成长很少
and so little growth in life.
除非有特殊的情况。
Unless it's a very special occasion.
神清楚地让我们放下。
And God is very clearly asking us to put it down.
我们一定要记住。
But one thing we must remember.
不要把我们的家人放在祭坛上，满足我们个人的虚荣。
And never sacrifice your own family for your own pride.
我对着一些全时间服侍主的人常常提醒他们。
I often remind those brothers and sisters that have given up to serve the Lord full time.
不要牺牲你的孩子。
Don't sacrifice your own children.
不要牺牲你的妻子。
And don't sacrifice your wife.
人若不知道照管自己的家，焉能照管神的家？
If a man does not know how to look after his own family, how can he look after God's family?
下一个问题。
Next question.
你似乎建议 suggest， 你似乎暗示 建议摩西没有自己的羊。
And you were suggesting that Moses didn't own his own sheep.
更准确的说，摩西没有任何属地的财产。
And more accurately put, Moses didn't possess any earthly wealth.
因为他全心的等候神的计划。
Because he wholeheartedly waiting for God's plan.
而不是非常的失望和非常的沮丧。
And so he was not disappointed and depressed.
请问你。
I want to ask you.
你有别的圣经经文支持这个看法吗？
And do you have any other Bible verses that supporting what you said?
我认为不是太像这样。
Because I don't think so.
不然他怎么会那么的不甘心不情愿的听神的命令？
If not, how come, why he's displaying the unwillingness of just listening and obeying God?
有几个关于读圣经基本的概念，我希望借着这个机会提醒大家。
I want to take this opportunity to remind you a few basic principles of reading the Bible.
任何一件事情，
No matter what thing it is,
如果关于这件事情在圣经中有超过一个地方的记载，
If there's more than one place in the Bible recorded about this one matter,
你就要很小心的去对比这些记载。
Then you need to carefully compare these passages.
请你不要拿其中的一个去否定 其他地方的经文。
And never use one place of the Bible and try to deny another place of the Bible.
这是很重要的。
Because this is very important.
神学界最喜欢吵架的两个问题之一。
And in the Christian theology, two things that people like to argue. One is this.
人到底有没有自由意志？
Does man have free will?
什么都是上帝预定的。
If everything is predestined by God,
人哪里有自由意志？
Then how can man have free will?
吵得没完没了。
And they argue about at no ending.
到今天还没结束。
Even until today, it's still unendingly arguing.
你去看他们所有的辩论，
But if you look at all their arguments，
你就知道，
Then you will see one thing，
他们基本上在做的一件事，
And what they're all doing just one thing，
拿一些圣经的经文去否定另外一些圣经的经文，
They are using one portion of the Bible to deny another portion of the Bible。
这个经文它不是这个意思的，它原来是代表的是另外一个意思的。
Now, this portion of the Bible does not mean this. It means something else.
求主怜悯我。
And may God have mercy on us.
一定要尊重神的话。
We need to reverence God's words.
如果你背着摩西离开埃及去旷野的这段日子，你要看在
出埃及记的记载。
So if you want to understand this time of Moses in the desert, spending a desert, not only looking at Exodus.
你要看使徒行传。
You also need to look at Acts.
你要看希伯来书第十一章。
You also need to look at the book of Hebrew chapter 11.
如果这三个地方都很清楚地告诉你。
And if those, in those three places very clearly tell you.
埃及皇宫里一切的财富。
And all the riches in the palace of Egypt.
在摩西眼中就好像保罗说的 rubbish.
And in the eyes of Moses, just like what Paul has said, it's all dumb and rubbish.
他怎么会在乎搞几个羊呢？
Then if he's there, why would he want to own just a few sheep?
更重要。
But even more important.
圣经明明地告诉你。
The Bible very clearly tells you,
摩西牧养的是他岳父的羊。
That Moses was tending or shepherding the sheep of his belonging to his father-in-law.
不是他的。
It didn't say it was his own sheep.
是他岳父的。
It belonged to his father-in-law.
如果圣经里面只有一节圣经说到一个事实。
If in the Bible there's only one verse telling you one, the fact.
没有其他的经文去否定这个事实。
And there's no other Bible passages to deny that.
哪怕只有一节经文，你也要相信。
And even if just a single verse, you just need to simply believe.
这是我们读圣经的原则。
And this is the principle of how we read the Bible.
摩西并不是对神的要求非常的犹豫。
Moses was not wavering about what God's asking him.
不要忘记了，他一开始可是高兴的。
Don't forget that at the start he was very happy.
我在这里啊。
Here I am.
是他后来知道要面对的难处有多大。
It's later on he realized the difficulty that he will face.
他明白他是不够资格做这个事的人。
And he know himself is unable to do that.
在教会里面有一个蛮重要的原则。
In the church, there's also a very important principle.
所有认为自己够资格做某一样服事的人
，anyone that feel themselves qualified for the type of service，
他一定是不够资格
，is definitely does not qualify for。
只有那些深深知道自己不够资格的人
，and only those that feel themselves are not qualified for the service，
却被基督的爱所催逼。
But because of the love, the constraint from the love of Christ.
被神的灵所要求。
And also been drawn by the Spirit of God.
他乖乖地顺。
And they just submit to it.
只有这种人才够资格。
And only that kind of people is qualified for the service.
下面这一个人问的问题其实是三个问题。
The following question is actually three questions in one.
在第二讲的时候，你讲到有一个弟兄服侍流浪汉，后来这些流浪汉有找到城市里接纳他们敬拜的场所吗？
So in your second talk, you gave an example of one brother was serving among the homeless people, and did he find a church at the end that's willing to accept these homeless people?
没有。
The answer is no.
有没有牧者站出来反思反省此次接纳特殊的人群呢？
Have any pastors came out and to reflect of that previous decision and willing to accept them?
我不认识。
I didn't know about that.
我不知道有没有。
I'm not sure there is or no.
但是我知道这位弟兄后来神真的给他很大的智慧。
But I know that this brother, God have given him a great wisdom later.
他带着这一群流浪的人。
And as he lead all these homeless people,
读圣经。
Read the Bible, reading the Bible.
他陪他们生活。
And also live among them.
他们还有本事找到城市里面有一些地方会让你免费试吃。
And so they were able to discover that in the city there are places where you can taste the food, pre-taste the food, free taste.
一家一家的吃。
And so he will lead them to go from one shop to another shop to test the food.
但是最重要的是他一直带着他们读经祷告，读经祷告。
But most importantly is he was constantly continuing leading them in reading the Bible and praying.
有一天他们读到一个地方
And one day they read one place in the Bible.
人不做工不可以吃饭
The man that will not work shall not eat.
你知道他从带他们信主到那里好长的时间他从来没有提过这些经文
So since he leading them to read the Bible until now it's been quite a long time.
他一直在祷告，等候有一天他们会读到这些经。
He was there always waiting that one day they will come to read this Bible verse.
不是他要教训他们什么。
It's not because he wanted to teach them something.
不是他要拿着上帝的话来改变别人。
He's not just using God's word to try to change a person.
这个弟兄真的有智慧。
And this brother is full of wisdom.
不像我。
It's not like myself.
真笨。
It's very dumb.
结婚以后就拿着圣经跟老婆讲，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
After I got married, I take a Bible and show my wife. The Bible says the wife needs to submit to the husband.
这叫找死。
This is it. It's just finding a way to be murdered.
哪里有这么笨的人？
It's trying to commit suicide. It's so foolish.
你真的好好爱你的妻子。
What you need to listen is to love your wife.
你真的为你的妻子可以舍命。
You need to give your life for your wife.
你见过不顺服的妻子吗？
Have you ever seen a disobedient wife?
没有的。
It's hard to find one.
妻子不顺服都是因为你跟老公不舍己。
A wife...That is disobedient is because the husband was not willing to make self-sacrifice.
这个弟兄太聪明了。
So this brother was so wise.
他不要拿神的话去教训别人。
He is not using the word of God to teach someone.
就读，读啊，读啊。
I just lead them to read the Bible and read the Bible.
哎，读到不做工不可以吃饭。
And now they read that a man that does not work shall not eat.
这些人说：“那我们怎么办？”
Then he asked the question, "What are we going to do?"
他才开始告诉他们。
And then he started to tell them,
我们也许可以学一点技能。
Maybe we need to learn a skill.
我们也许可以去受一点装备。
And maybe we can get equipped.
我们可以去做一些事情，我们可以赚钱养活自己。
And maybe we can do some work that's able to feed ourselves.
他们现在在那个城市没有两个聚会点。
And now in that great city, they have two meeting places.
然后他们的弟兄姐妹也是到各处去找流浪汉。
And all the brothers and sisters, they are going everywhere to look for the homeless people.
然后告诉他们，我以前也是。
And telling them, I was one like you.
但是今天神不但救了我的灵魂。
And today, God not only saved my soul.
神改变了我的生活。
And God changed my whole life.
第二个问题
second question
提到摩西杀人流人血的罪神照样使用他成为领袖、
Speaking about Moses the Moses murdering an Egyptian committed a sin of murder against an Egyptian and yet will continue used by God
以下的问题是我帮我妈妈问的
I asked this question on behalf of my mother.
我母亲计划在中国建立第四个家庭教会。
And my mom planned to start the fourth family meeting in China.
但他以前在政府部门工作。
But he used to work in the government.
为了配合一胎化政策。
And in order to obey the one-child policy,
工作的内容是夜间去抓那些怀孕的女人，逼她们堕胎。
And so they will go out in the night to catch those women that were pregnant and force them to abortion.
我母亲身上有间接的堕胎杀人罪。
And so upon my mother, he has an indirect of murdering.
怎么帮助我妈妈走出来？
And how can I help my mom to get out of that?
不再被没有信主前流血的罪控告自责。
So they will continue to feel guilty because of what she have committed before she come to Jesus.
不再有血债血偿的消极想法。
And no longer have this negative impression of a life of a life.
我唯一可以给你的建议。
And the only suggestion, advice I can give to you.
是相信耶稣基督的宝血。
Believe in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
在主的宝血里面有赦罪的能力。
For the power of the blood of Jesus Christ has power to forgive sins.
无论是什么罪。
And no matter what kind of sin it is.
我们没有办法犯一个罪是大过主耶稣基督宝血可以赦免。
We cannot commit a sin that is greater than the blood of Jesus can forgive.
所以，请帮助你的母亲。
So please help your mother.
不是靠自己的后悔。
It's not because your own regret.
不是靠自己的将功赎罪。
And not try to make up your sin by doing good works.
是用信心相信。
But by faith, believing.
相信耶稣基督在十字架上已经为你所有犯过的罪付了代价。
Believing that when Jesus died on the cross, he already paid for all the sins you have committed.
如今在基督里的人
，and anyone that's in Christ
就不再定罪
，is no longer condemned.
若有人在基督里
，if any man be in Christ，
他就是新造的。
It's a new creation.
旧事已过。
All things pass away.
一切都变成新。
Behold, all become new.
第三个问题。
The next question. Third question.
第三讲讲到圣洁是神的代名词。
And in your third talk, you say holiness can be equal to God.
我在中国大陆的平台被单身的弟兄姊妹网络服侍两年。
I was serving in China, serving the young brothers and sisters, single brothers and sisters for almost 2 years.
传递圣经真理的价值观。
And I used this media platform to share with them the Bible teaching and principles.
对于后疫情时代网络服侍单身者，你有什么建议和劝言？
And so teaching the Bible value system. And so do you have any advice on how to serve this single younger generation through this platform?
我会建议你用尽你一切可能的影响力，鼓励这些在网络上的单身弟兄姐妹回到现实的社会。
And my advice for you is use whatever you could to help all these single young people that are on this online platform to go back to the reality of the society.
网络可以达到某一个程度跟人中间的互动。
And through an online platform, you can have a social connection with someone to a certain point.
但是在网络上永远没有真正的 在一起。
But even when you are online, there is no real sense of being together.
耶稣基督降世为人。
And the Lord Jesus came to earth, become man.
为的就是住在我们中间。
It's so that he can come to dwell among us.
这叫以马内利。
And that is Emmanuel.
我们需要实体的跟别的弟兄姐妹互动。
We need to interact with brother and sister physically.
我们需要一起喝咖啡。
We need to sit down and have a coffee.
我们需要一起吃饭。
We can go have a meal together.
我们要一起聚会。
We need to gather in a meeting.
我们一起讨论。
We can have a discussion together.
我们那边的年轻人一起去攀岩。
And the young people in my place, they will go and do rock climbing.
我们的年轻人要一起去骑脚踏车。
And they will go together to bicycle ride.
他们可以一起去 hiking,
and they can go together hiking.
他们可以在一起。
They can be together.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
不要太多的时间在网络上。
Don't spend too much time online.
跟真的人互动。
You need to spend time interacting with people physically.
不要告诉我你周围找不到一个真的人。
Don't tell me that you could not find a physical person near you.
教会里面还有一些热心的牧者。
In the church there are some zealous servants.
他们热心的当拉郎配。或者是红娘。
Oh, so they were so zealous in actually matchmaking.
跨教会牵线介绍。
And so they were spanned across churches and even using online platforms.
他们要帮助大龄者焦虑脱单。
And they have a purpose to help many single to start a relationship.
我要怎么跟这些牧者谢绝呢？
How can I depart from this kind of people shepherding people?
我不太了解你实际的情况。
I'm not quite sure about the real situation.
所以我不能够知道什么才是最恰当的方法。
So I cannot give you the most adequate kind of suggestion.Advice.
但是我很喜欢有一个人有一次提醒我的一句话。
But I really like one the person that have reminded me.
他说你要学会温柔的说不。
You need to learn how to say no in a loving way.
出埃及记二章十四节明明说。摩西便惧怕。
And chapter 2 of Exodus, verse 14, it says, And Moses was afraid.
如果他不是怕死。
If Moses was not fear of death,
他怕什么？
And what is he fearing of?
那我提醒你。
Let me remind you.
希伯来书很清楚地告诉我。
The book of Hebrew very clearly tells us,
摩西因着信
by faith, Moses,
不怕王怒
not fearing the wrath of Pharaoh.
他不在乎法老对他怎么样。
He doesn't care how angry Pharaoh towards him.
他是因着信离开埃及。
By faith, he departed from Egypt.
这是神的话。
And that's God's word.
那当我们看到同一件事情不同的经文在讲这件事的时候
And when we look at two different Bible passages talking about the same thing
你千万不要拿一节去否定另外一节
So don't use one Bible verse to deny another Bible verse
我绝对不会拿希伯来书告诉你说摩西离开埃及的时候只有信心没有惧怕
So I'm not going to use Hebrew passages to say that when Moses departed from Egypt, he only had faith, had no fear.
但是你绝对不可以拿出埃及记告诉我摩西怕死。
But you cannot use Exodus to tell me that Moses fear of death.
因为希伯来书告诉我们摩西不怕亡命。
Because the book of Hebrew tells us that Moses does not fear the wrath of Pharaoh.
不怕亡命的意思就是不怕死嘛。
If he does not fear the wrath of Pharaoh, that means he is not.Does not fear of death.
但是我不能拿希伯来说否定摩西会怕。
But I cannot use Hebrew to deny that Moses may be afraid.
过去几百年读圣经的人碰到这个问题都在讲摩西怕什么。
And so, for many hundreds of years, people read to this passage and they all say that Moses feared of death.
他们承认摩西不是怕法老。
And they agree that Moses did not fear of Pharaoh.
摩西不是怕死
but Moses fear of death. Does not fear of death.
但是他害怕
but he was afraid.
他怕什么
What does he afraid of?
请问你圣经有没有告诉你
Tell me, does the Bible tell us what is he afraid of?
没有
The Bible didn't say anything.
有一些事情圣经没有告诉我
There's something the Bible didn't tell us.
怎么办?
What are we going to do?
你可以猜嘛。
You may take a guess.
你觉得合理你就猜他怕这个。
Do you think it's reasonable, then you can guess he's like that.
你觉得另外一个理由他应该害怕的你也可以猜另外一个。
You can guess something else if you think it's reasonable.
但请你记住。
But please remember one thing.
都是你猜的
It is what you have guessed.
And 你不要把你猜的当作是真理
And so never use what you guess to become the Bible truth.
但是你不可以猜他怕死
But you cannot guess that he was fear of death.
因为那个跟希伯来书是矛盾的
Because that conflicts with the verses in Hebrew.
那我不需要告诉你这些解经家他们都猜哪些东西
And so I'm not going to tell you all the Bible scholars what do they guess his fear of.
但我有一个好消息告诉你
But there's one good news I want to tell you.
再不久
not very long.
我们会见到摩西。
We can meet Moses.
不相信啊
Don't you believe?
哎，主耶稣一回来的时候，我们是不是要跟摩西见面啊
If the Lord Jesus returns, are we going to meet up with Moses?
我们不晓得主什么时候回来。
We don't know when the Lord shall return.
姜弟兄一直认为他活着的时候主就应该回来。
And Brother Stephen Kung was hoping that Jesus will return while he's still alive.
我到现在还相信主随时都可能回来。
And even up to this point, I still believe at any moment Jesus could return.
所以再不久。
So it's not long.
我们见到摩西。
It's not going to be long, we shall meet Moses.
那你就可以问他。
Then you can ask him directly.
那他绝对会告诉你。
And I think that he will give you an answer.
所以如果要很直接的回答你的问题，摩西怕什么？
So if we want to directly give an answer to your question, what does Moses fear of?
我不会告诉你我猜是什么。
I'm not going to say what I guess he fear of.
我会告诉你我不知道。
I'm going to tell you I don't know.
我们到几点？
啊、，What time do we go?
十二点对吧 ？Schedule time.
Q&A. What time?
12:15.
啊
？12:15.
12:15. OK. 好。
摩西去米甸的时候，是否已经知道那是神对他的呼召或者是安排？
When Moses went to the Midian desert, does he already know that it's God's calling or God's plan for him to go?
圣经的经文有暗示，没有明说。
But the Bible verses kind of suggest it, but not say it openly.
因为他是借着信心去。
Because we know that Moses went by faith.
如果在信心里去，那一定是神的带领。
So if you went by faith, then it's the leading from the Lord.
但是圣经没有明说。
But the Bible didn't clearly say that.
我们只能够猜测。
We may just take a guess.
但这个猜测呢，是有根据合理的猜测。
But what we guess is have some basis.
不是乱猜的。
And we do not just a random guess.
神的仆人怎样明白这个侍奉是神的呼召还是自己的冲动呢？
As a servant of God, how can we know our service is a calling of God and not just from self impulsion?
有一个很简单的方法。
There's one very simple way to know.
就是不要急。
Then don't rush into it.
不要急。
Don't rush.
神在我们身上的带领，他的旨意是很坚定的。
The way that God leads us is by His will, which is unwavering.
我们怎么知道神如何带领我们这个事情？
If we want to know how God leads us,
在很多的基督徒的心目中都认为这是一个很难的事。
And among many Christians, they all feel that this is a very difficult thing.
这是为什么我到很多地方如果有 Q&A 的话。
And that's why when I went to many places and there's a time for Q&A.
就常常有人问怎么明白神的带领啊。
And there always have people asking, how do we know God's leading?
啊，怎么明白神的旨意啊？
How to understand God's will?
啊，年轻弟兄姐妹最喜欢问，我怎么知道就是他呀？
And the younger brother and sister always want to ask them, how do I know it must be him or her?
啊，我怎么知道我应不应该换房子啊？
And how do I know that I need to change house?
其实弟兄姐妹，圣经对着神带领人是有非常清楚的教导。
And brother and sister, there's a very clear teaching in the Bible how God leads a person.
我想我们不需要花时间在这里，很详细的讲。
We're not going to spend too much time going to detail.
因为如果我们讲的话，其他的问题就没办法回答。
If we go to detail, then we don't have time to answer other questions.
你到 YouTube 上。
If you go onto YouTube online.
你先打我的名字。
And you can type in Brother Peter Liu's name.
后面再写如何明白神的引领。
And how to understand God's leading.
然后你就看那一系列的分享。
And you can go watch all those sharing.
大概你就很清楚了。
And hopefully you'll be clear that.
因为你要记得。
Because you need to remember.
神比你还着急让你知道他要带领。
Because God is more urgent for God to let you know how is He going to lead you.
现在的基督徒很奇怪，他认为上帝很坏。
Because today many Christians think that God is so bad.
要我做什么他不告诉我。
And you want me to do something, He's not going to tell me.
我求了问了问了半天，自己猜。
And I ask him back him so for so long, at the end I have to take a guess myself.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们信的神
the God who we believe,
自己有永远有
He is forever and ever.
我们信的神他是满了慈爱
For our God is full of mercy.
而且他跟我们是有亲密关系的
And because he have a very intimate relationship with us.
他是我们的神
He is our God.
我们是他的孩子
We are his children.
你到哪里去看到一个做爹娘的想要叫孩子做什么事？我告诉他。
Have you ever seen a parents when they want to ask the children to do something and yet not telling them?
然后小孩子来问：“哎，妈妈，我到底要做什么你才高兴啊？”
And the children come to ask the parents, "Oh, mom, what shall I do?"
你知道，女人啊，对男人。特别是对老公的男朋友可以说你猜
And you know, for a woman, it's so often they will say this to the husband or to their boyfriend. You take a guess.
不告诉你。
I'm not going to tell you.
我喜欢什么不告诉你。
What I like, I'm not going to tell you.
但是我没有看过一个妈妈。
But have you ever seen a mom?
当他的孩子很诚恳地问他妈妈，我做什么事情你会高兴？
And asking the mom, say, what can I do to please you?
然后他妈妈说，不告诉你。
And the mom said, I'm not going to tell you.
没有这个事。
This will not happen.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
你相信。
If you believe.
你还乐意告诉你。
For God is so willing to tell you his leading.
下面几个问题差不多都是一样的问题。
And the following few questions is about very similar.
基本上都是谈到骄傲的问题。
And they all spoke about pride.
譬如说
Such as,
我怎么知道我骄傲？
How do I know that I'm being proud?
譬如说
For example,
我怎么胜过骄傲？
And how can I overcome pride?
在现实的生活里
In a real life,
我知道骄傲会带来很大的麻烦。
I know that my pride will bring me so much trouble.
头脑上、嘴巴上，我都承认。
And in our head and in our mouth, we all confess.
我认为我是应该看别人比自己强。
I need to esteem others better than myself.
但是我心里面真的不是这回事。
But in my heart, it's not so.
这怎么办？
And what am I going to do?
我怎么操练呢？
And how I can exercise this?
所以这些都是差不多的问题，对吧？
And so all these are very similar questions.
那我们简单的来看。
So let's look at it simply.
先搞清楚什么叫骄傲。
Let's firstly understand what does it mean to be proud.
骄傲不是说我不好。
So proud is not saying I'm no good.
我无能。
I'm useless.
我愚蠢。
And I'm foolish.
我没用。
I'm useless.
这不叫骄傲。
That's not pride.
这个叫承认事实。
That's just acknowledging the fact.
这不叫骄傲。
That's not pride.
这不叫谦卑。
And it's also not humble.
什么是骄傲？
What is pride?
是一个人不知道自己是谁。
When a person does not know who he is.
所以他所有的专注力都在自己的身上。
So all his attention is all about himself.
他所思所想都是以他为中心。
So all his thoughts and all he put attention on is about centered by himself.
这个是骄傲的根源。
And that is the root of pride.
以自己为宇宙的中心。
And think that you are the center of the whole universe.
上帝的存在是为着满足我的要求。
The existence of God is just to satisfy my desire.
这叫骄傲。
That is pride. But pray.
祷告。
And more pray.
继续祷告。
And continue pray.
神不听话。
But God doesn't listen to you.
难受吧?
Do you feel very troubled?
不难受。
Don't you feel troubled?
祷告了半天神不听你不难受。
You prayed for so long and God didn't listen to you.
乖乖你们这里真属灵。
No wonder you are also spiritual.
我可不是这样。
I'm not like that.
我信主好多年祷告祷告主一听我就哈利路亚感谢赞美主。
And so for many years following the Lord, when I pray and God answers my prayer, I'll say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我祷告来祷告去，祷告来祷告去，他就不听。
But the more I pray, the more I pray, and God doesn't listen to me.
我就非常沮丧。
And I will be so cast down.
我会非常难受。
And I just feel so terrible.
有时候还有一点点生气哦。
And sometimes even a bit angry.
你怎么可以这个样子呢？
But how can I be like this? How can you be like this?
你做上帝不能这样做的。
If you are God, you cannot treat me like this.
我对你够好了。
I'm being so good to you.
每一个聚会我都去的呀。
I will attend every meeting.
我每天都有读圣经啊。
I'll read the Bible every day.
我常常跟你祷告。
And I'm always praying to you.
你怎么可以不听我的话？
And how can you just ignore me?
直到有一天神开我的眼睛。
Until one day God opens my eyes.
我才明白。
And then I understood.
我不是宇宙的中心。
I'm not the center of the whole universe.
神才是宇宙的中心。
God is the center of the whole universe.
我的存在是为着满足他的要求。
My existence is for God's pleasure.
而不是他的存在要满足我的要求。
It's not his existence for my, to satisfy my desire.
我向他祈求，他如果答应我，那是因为那个合乎他的心意。
If what I'm praying, asking God for, and He answer me, is because I've been praying according to His will.
为着他的荣耀。
And it's for His glory.
不是为了我的满足。
It's not to satisfy me.
如果他不答应。
And if He doesn't answer me.
是因为他要让我慢慢的透过祷告更多的明白他的心意。
And because he want me to spend more time in prayer so that I can come to know his will.
以至于我的生命可以改变。
And so that my life can be transformed.
以至于有一天我所要的正是他所想要给我的。
And so that one day what I want from him is exactly what he want for me.
当我们以自我为中心的时候
，And so when we are so self-centered，
就是骄傲。
That is pride。
做好人可以骄傲。
A good person can be proud。
做坏人也可以骄傲。
A bad person also can be proud。
一个人很聪明可以骄傲。
A very smart person can be proud。
一个很笨的人更骄傲。
But a dumb person can be even more proud。
有钱人很骄傲的。
And the rich can be very proud.
穷人也不客气啊。
But also those are poor, they also can be proud.
我亲眼看见过。
And I see it with my own eyes.
在我去杭州的火车上。
And on the train on my way to Hangzhou in China.
两个乞丐在吵架。
And I saw two beggars was fighting with one another.
一个乞丐对另外一个乞丐说
，And then one beggar was telling the other，
你实在太差劲了
，And you're just no good，
走了这么多个车厢才搞这么一点钱
，And you've been through so many carriages and you only just back so little，
你要学我
，You need to copy me，
不要跟人家要钱
，And don't ask people for money，
只要他们用手机照一下微信就好。
Just ask them to use their mobile phone to scan your WeChat QR code. WeChat QR code.
我站在旁边看了，我呆了。
When I'm sitting there hearing all this, I'm just in shock.
乞丐也很骄傲。
You can see a beggar can be very proud.
他有本事，他会用微信去要钱。
He was so smart, he can use WeChat to collect money.
因为很多人身上没有钱。
Because so many people, they don't carry cash.
你知道我在中国好惨的一次。
你知道 once I was so bad experience in China.
我跟一个弟兄一起，他开着车，我们进到停车场去吃饭。
And so I was with one brother and driving to a place to have a meal in a restaurant.
吃完饭我们要离开这个停车场。
And after the meal, we were just going to leave the car park.
我们出不来。
And we just couldn't get out.
因为我们两个都没微信。
Because both of us, we do not have WeChat.
而那个停车场不收现金。
And that car park does not collect cash.
不收信用卡。
And they don't collect credit card.
什么都不收。
And they will not accept anything else.
他们只要上一下就好。
They only accept the WeChat QR code.
那我们没有东西照。
And so we just got nothing to scan.
幸好打电话找到附近有一个弟兄。
And it was so fortunate that we were able to call a brother that's nearby.
他跑来救我们。
He came to rescue us.
因为他有微信。
Because he had WeChat.
放我们出来。
And so we were able to let us go.
所以骄傲这个东西啊。
So we look at talking about pride.
一个人要胜过骄傲。
For a person to overcome pride.
不是说你要装作很谦卑。
It's not that you just pretend to be humble.
一个人要胜过骄傲只有一个办法。
For someone to overcome pride, there's only one way.
就是不看自己。
And don't look at yourself.
你单单的看基督。
And you just look, only look at Christ.
你越看基督。
And the more you're looking at Christ.
你越觉得他美丽。
You will know that he's beautiful.
你越看他。
You, the more you're looking at him.
你觉得他越伟大。
And he's even more great.
你越看他。
And the more you look at him.
你觉得他真的有智慧。
Then you know that he's so wise, full of wisdom.
当你的心思意念以基督为中心。
And when all your thoughts and all you think of is centered in Christ.
你就忘记了自己。
Then you start to forget about yourself.
就没有什么骄傲。
And then your pride will went away.
你不会骄傲。
And you don't know how to be proud.
因为根本没有想到你骄傲不骄傲。
Because you never thought yourself, well, I'm proud or not.
听明白。
And did you understand that? Clear about that.
主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我。
And the Lord Jesus tells us, if any man want to follow me,
就当舍己。
Then he need to deny himself.
背起他的十字架。
And take up his cross.
天天跟从。
And follow me daily.
这是我们基督徒得胜生活的秘诀。
And this is the mystery for an overcoming Christian.
天天想我属灵不属灵。
If you every day you are so thinking about am I spiritual or not?
啊，我的服事好不好
？Is my service good or bad?
我的儿女怎么样
？And my children what they like?
你天天想的都是 I my me myself.
So every day 你。你每天想的都是我自己还是我。
你永远是一个骄傲的。
Then you're forever a proud person.
如果你想来想去就是基督。
Because no matter you think this way, think that way, it's all about yourself.
如果你只想基督。
But if you only think of Christ,
你就会像摩西一样。
Then you shall be like Moses.
为人极其谦和。
For Moses was a meekest person.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你给我们这样好的一个营会。
Oh Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks to you for blessing us with such a good camp.
求你亲自保守每一个在你面前的儿女。
We pray that you will keep every children that's come before you.
不止在这里厚厚的恩待人。
And not only blessing us here with much grace.
我们回家的路上。
But on our journey going home.
我们回去以后的生活。
And even the life after we've gone back.
都仰望在你的恩手中。
We want to commit it into thy hand.
我们不看自己。
That we're no longer looking at ourselves.
你是我们唯一的依靠。
You are our only trust.
你是我们的山寨。
You are our fortress.
你是我们的避难所。
And you are our refuge.
我们感谢赞美。
We want to thank you and praise you.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.